Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Score update studio brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. Do that today. Brooks Koepka, -1 through 5, is now -3 overall. Good for a two-way tie in second at the 125th U.S. Open. J.J. Spaun, your round one leader. He shot a 4-under-66 bogey-free golf. So we'll keep you updated on the 125th U.S. Open this morning right here on the Mully and Haw Show. Cubs got the best of the Pirates last night, 3-2. Pair of home runs was the offense. Jameson Taillon had a great night on the mound. Today, Paul Skeens, Cade Horton, a great pitching matchup. It's a 12:45 pregame. We've got the great Ron Coomer up next to tell us all about it. White Sox fall one run short to the Astros, 4-3 down in Houston. White Sox wake up this morning in Texas. They'll take on the Rangers this weekend. Overtime in the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Oilers even the series at 2-2 after a 5-4 come-from-behind win. They'll drop the puck Saturday night in Edmonton at 7 o'clock. 7:30 tonight in Indy. Game 4 of the NBA Finals tips with the Pacers ahead of the Thunder, 2-1. The Hour, it's brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Half at the plate with a 2-1 count. Pitch is fouled back out of play and into our booth. It bounced off a facade underneath us and
almost had it
right over your head. Might have gotten a fingertip on that, Coon. But it's the first foul ball into the Cubs radio booth in about 2 years.
Are you aware that your foul ball could have hurt Ron Coomer or Zach Zaidman in that moment?
I didn't realize that happened. I'm going to need Coon to make that play, though.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Ian Happ yet again, and he said something about the Coon Dog.
Yeah, who we the welcome, foul ball.
Who we welcome in right now.
That bounced off his glove?
I know. Ron Coomer joins us
bad
now.
Hop. It was a bad hop.
On the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Aturo.com. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you boys doing? Bad hop, huh, David?
Yeah, bad hop, right, Coom? Just gotcha.
It was much more dramatic listening to Zach than what actually happened. I think he got a little nervous. The ball got a little close. But, yeah, it hit the side wall. We're all right. No harm, no foul. I don't worry about myself getting hurt. Now, the guy to my right on that day, that could be a little suspect.
Throwing some shade. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good.
I will protect the Hall of Famer. Well, let's just put it that way. Yes, the Hall of Famer will be protected.
And hey, Ron, look out for our guy, Dustin Rhodes. He's going to be out there with you guys today.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. Yep, we've already talked. I'm looking forward to having him out to the ballpark today and getting and just exposing myself to some of this Cub. He's got the Cub energy, right?
Yes.
He's the ultimate Cub fan. He's got it, and I can't wait to have him in the booth today and soak some of that in as we get ready for a ball game today.
That's as kind of a description as you're going to hear about Dustin Rhodes' personality. So I will go with that. So, Coom, what
he's
are we?
Been great to me. I'm not with him every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, though, so I don't know.
So, Coom, Dustin aside, today Skeens and Horton, you want to look at that as a great matchup. I know Paul Skeens is who he is in the game, but you look at what the Cubs have going here with in first place. This is one of those games, Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field, could be a memorable one.
It could be, absolutely. I think this is a great test for Horton. A lot like we had in Detroit, right? So Brownie got the pitch against Scooble, and, you know, he matched them pitch for pitch, basically. You know, for the most part, it did very, very well. I think this is one of those situations for Cade that he's coming here. You know, Skeens is, you know, 1, 2, 3. You could count, figure out who you want to be the starting pitchers in the All-Star game, but we may face the two guys here in the last week and a half. So Skeens is very good. I would love to see Cade throw like he's capable of and match him pitch for pitch. I think if that can happen, which it very well could, it can be a big boost for a young player. The other thing too is pitching at home, Wrigley Field will be electric today for him. So that'll be a help also.
Ron Coomer on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at Huntington.com/yourmoney. Ron, we just played a cut from Ryan Pressly, who said that he was concerned after that awful outing he had and that he went to work on his game. And one of the things he did is he went to Ian Happ and had Happ give him a report on what you look at as a hitter when he's breaking down mm-hmm. tape, what he's seeing if he evaluates Pressly. And he said that he got a lot of really good, helpful information. I love that he went to him. I love that he had no problem providing him with his assessment. I just think that's the sort of thing that can go on within teams, between teammates, that you don't get a chance to hear about or see very often, but really can be an impactful way of assisting each other.
Boy, you're not kidding. And we don't hear about that enough, Mike. But if you're really wanting to know what it is you're doing on a field, put yourself or get somebody who is playing against you. Get your own scouting report, what teams are scouting you and how they're looking at you and what they think your vulnerable points are and your strengths and weaknesses. It is a great – it just goes to show you how and why a guy like Pressly's been in the league as long as he has.
Right.
He's played on championship teams, and he doesn't – he – no matter what was said early, his knee was barking bad. He got it drained. But at the end of the day, you never heard any of that. You never heard excuses. He wasn't pitching great. So he went to a quality hitter and got the evaluation. It's a great thing to hear. It's one of those things that, you know, you go, that's a baseball guy, right? That's a guy that is all about playing our game and succeeding and doing whatever it's going to take to be good at what he does. And, you know, it's a big tip of the cap to me. I love hearing the inside baseball stuff where the younger guys that are playing now are all in and all engaged. And I think we've got quite a few of those guys, including the two you're talking about, Pressly and Ian.
So did Any Twins pitchers back in the day pull you aside ever to say, all right, scout me, tell me what I'm doing wrong? Or did you ever have this experience, whether it was the Twins or any other team that you played on, Coom?
I would have, you know who I would go to? I would go to a pitching coach, because sometimes the player, you know, they're kind of locked into what they're doing, but I would definitely scout myself and discuss it. Different teams pitched me different. And like I would go into New York, and they would pitch me inside constantly. And, you know, I'd end up breaking three bats, but I'd end up hitting a home run or two in the series. So, you know, it was one of those things. Now, other teams pitched me away, played me away, wanted me to hit into the defense because I could hit the ball the other way. So there were different, you know, ideas for different teams. I always felt like, and what I heard is, I didn't handle the ball inside as well as I did away, especially as the count got deeper into the count. I was very good at covering the ball away and getting a base hit or shooting the ball the other way for an extra base hit. I was more vulnerable inside. Those are the things that I would ask a pitching coach, or, you know, get the scouting report on myself. And it's great, though. I just love the whole idea of it. It's really good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We talked a little bit about the idea that PCA hit another home run yesterday, only this time he hit the ninth highest pitched homer in all of baseball. I think he's hit the two lowest pitched homers already this year. Yeah. I mean, the guy, it's extraordinary that he has the power he has when you just eyeball him.
Yep, agree.
But to be able to do it, obviously you want to do it in the zone, but he's done it outside. I mean, it's crazy. The bat speed must be incredible to be able to go up, down, and in the zone. It's crazy.
Well, there's a couple things that have to happen to do what he's doing. One, when you commit, and this is one of the great things, this was a Don Mattingly thing that I took from reading an article about Don Mattingly when he was playing. He made a comment and said, oh, Mike, this is an odd one, but he said, I'm swinging and putting and hitting the ball too often. That's what Don Mattingly said.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? I got nothing for hitting, right? I'm trying to get this thing figured out and go to the big leagues. What that meant was he was putting the ball in play too much. He needed to swing and miss more. And what that means is when you commit to swinging, swing. And put your A swing on it, and if you swing and miss, you swing and miss. That's what I'm seeing with Pete.
Huh.
Pete is, he's committing to a swing and swing. And let your athletic ability cover whatever that pitch is, cover it, right? So last night he got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball and way up top of the zone, and he committed to swinging. He's been getting pitched up, so he's getting better and better at covering the ball up, getting his hands up above the ball and driving through the baseball instead of swinging up at it. And what does he do? He gets his hands up and covers that high fastball. To me, that's the taking that Don Mattingly quote from probably 93 or 92 and understanding what Don meant by that. That's what I see in Pete. He's committing to his swing. His swing is getting better and better as he's staying in the league longer and longer and working at it. And now we're seeing this young guy that's able to do things that most people go, well, how the hell did he do that? Right? You know, but it's working. And he's doing it. And you got to tip your hat a lot to John Mailey. I watched Johnny work with him a lot in spring training on covering pitches and using the whole field. That work is paying off.
This segment with Ron Coomer, sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com. All right, Coom, over the last 25 games, the Cubs bullpen has an ERA that is less than one, I think 0.90. How much of that success is Craig Counsell pushing the right buttons and putting guys in positions to succeed? And now that he has gotten something going with the bullpen, who is the closer? Does it matter?
Well, I think he's done a very good job with his pen. And the pieces that the Cubs have brought in, like a Keller, you know, even though he had a little command issue last night, but it got corrected through the help of Kelly, Tommy, and Keller all kind of going to the mound and getting it figured out and succeeding in getting the game over with and getting his inning over with and doing what he needed to do. Even though it wasn't pretty, it was effective. And, you know, we haven't seen that from him, so you don't expect that to be a common thing. Counts has always been known as handling his pen very well, very well. He had one of the best bullpens in baseball in Milwaukee for a long time, but he had big names. Now he doesn't have the big-name closer, the big-name setup guy, and it's still working out, right? So there's that factor that he is definitely pushing the right buttons and understanding how to deal with his pen and not overuse them and just use them the way they should be used. And then the other thing, too, is guys are – you know, you've signed the right guys. They're doing their job. They're in the right position to succeed, and they're getting it done because of not being overused a lot. He just won't use certain guys, and he'll take what he gets on those games. And he said that numerous times, you know, when he just knows that you can't use a certain guy.
You know, Jed talked this week, and it was interesting. He talked yesterday. He's kind of made the rounds a little bit. He spoke to John Heyman and Joel Sherman. They have a podcast in New York, and he talked about the PCA deal, et cetera. He talked on the MLB Network, and he talked to the media in Chicago, and he has been very transparent about the Cubs being in the market for a starting pitcher and pitching. And it's interesting because it seems as if by doing that, he's letting everybody know, or not that teams don't know. I'm sure he's calling everyone, but they're looking in on everyone. They're checking everything out, and they would move quicker maybe than other teams want to, but they are going to make this move. And we were talking about it this morning a little bit. It's extraordinary what they've managed to do without Justin Steele all year and with Shota being out, and he will be out for a couple more weeks. How ambitious do you expect them to be in terms of the quality of the kind of pitcher they bring in? And do you feel that this team, we've talked about it. I don't know if you guys do privately, Ron, but when they played Detroit, you felt like the difference maybe in that series was Detroit's got a reigning Cy Young who is unbelievable talent in Skubal, and he won a game for them, and they won a game with Flaherty, who had a really good pitching outing that day.
Yep.
What is one more pitcher required? That and obviously Shota coming back healthy.
Well, you get Shota back, and that's a big shot in the arm, a big positive shot in the arm. There's no doubt, but he's got to come back healthy, and he's got to come back the Shota that we had before.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I think they're so, you know, reluctant to speed him along and giving him plenty runway to get that hamstring, get himself healthy before he gets back on the field to perform in Wrigley Field or in the big leagues. I do believe Pat and I did discuss this after the Scooble game and going into the Scooble game, because you started looking and, you know, when Detroit put Flaherty into that rotation, you went, well, what Flaherty are they going to get? Are they going to get the guy that was really good, or the guy that it had some arm problems and command problems and all the issues he had in St. Louis? Well, he's had a little bit of both of that this season in Detroit, but it's definitely trending really well. Scooble's a game changer, and I've played on teams where you had a Roger Clemens on the mound, and it just changes the perspective of the other team. And I think when you have that guy, it is a big, big shot in the arm for your ball club, knowing, you know, once every 5 days, you're throwing up one of the best pitchers in the game. So I would say, after seeing what we've seen the last 2 weeks with seeing some of the best pitching in the game, I'm going to see another one tonight.
Right.
That shows you what that means. You know, it really does. And I think the Cubs will be, you know, to make these kind of moves, though, Mike, everybody, we talk about this, and hey, we're going after that, we need that, the other team has to be a yes, too. That's the difficult part. It takes two to tango, and that is not easy to get one of the elite guys' pitching arms and make a move. It's just not an easy thing to do.
All right, Coom, what did you think about the lineup on Wednesday without PCA and Michael Bush in it, and did Bruhan playing center field underscore the Cubs' need for a depth piece in the outfield?
Well, yeah, he definitely, you know, there's two spots on the field that depth is outside of pitching on the you know, position player side that stand out to me. Center field being number one, that's for sure. But, you know, you got the young, you know, star player in the making, so he's going to play almost every day, if not every day. So, yeah, there is a need out there, but for a day or two on an occasion, you know, can you maneuver your outfield around and cover it? Yes. So that was fine. The other spot to me that's another issue is shortstop. You know, what do you do at short? You know, Dansby's played, if he's not played every game, he's played just about every game now at short. And he's the other guy that you've got to, you know, you get concerned about, that he plays a lot of baseball and at a position that's very taxing. And, you know, like, I think Counts made this statement. I heard secondhand. I wasn't there for it. But he's like, Yansby's playing. He's going to play, and he's going to play every day. And that's just the way it is, where they don't have room to take him out. And he's too valuable of a defender to take him out of the lineup. So those two spots to me are the keys that you got to keep those two guys healthy, and they're keys to being in a lineup every day because they're producing at a very high level at their spot.
We had a conversation about Cody Bellinger, about the fact that they traded Bellinger, and if they hadn't done that, what would this team look like? How would he be on this team? You would have solved the extra outfielder issue, yeah. But maybe Michael Bush isn't getting better hasn't improved in the same fashion because he doesn't get as much time, or maybe he's playing more second base. Maybe Horner could do I'm just throwing out some opportunities for people.
He's just not a second base.
Yes, but I guess the bottom line would be you'd have more depth, but would you have, you know, the way PCA, you might give him a day off here and there because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you when you see the young players go, and the other element here that I was talking to the boys about in the other room is they also have some really good outfielders that they will be able to bring up at the end of the year who could probably, you know, one of those young guys could give you that cover that you're asking about with an extra outfielder.
Yeah, there's a lot there to talk about.
Yeah.
Here was the issue with Belly. Let's address the Belly thing. When you made the Michael Bush trade and you brought Michael in, that, and then you have PC and you got Michael Bush, what that does is basically you've got a, here's the question. Do you want Bellinger or do you want Tucker? That's the question to me. Because if you can't have both of those, because there's they all play the same position. So Belly's playing first and center field. So, you know, which guy is just basically going to be out? Well, PCA's not going to be out, you know, with the ability he has. And now we're seeing that the work that they've done with Michael Bush and the work he's put in, he's turning himself into a really good quality big league player. So, you know, in the regards of where does Belly play? Ian's playing every day and left. You've got a center fielder as a young person. Yep. So does Belly play right? Now he's going to play right field every day because you wanted Saya to be your DH. So it was a position issue, I think, Mike. I love the idea of having Belly because he can do so many things and he's a quality player and runs well, a lot of pluses. But it was a position thing of, okay, if you've got those pieces, where do they all play? And how do they get in there every day? That to me was the issue with Belly if you were going to go after Tucker.
Great stuff, Coom. Have fun today.
Thanks, Ron.
Boys, we are guaranteed to have fun today with Big D manning the pregame show today. I can't wait to soak in some of that Cubby feeling from Dustin today.
Be a lot of fun.
Great stuff, Ron. Thank you so much.
Boys. Great to talk to you as always.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.